is a Republican or is a Democratic?
He's a socialist Democrat.
He's a socialist Democrat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The migrant need that kind of politician, that kind of leader to, you know, to defend them or to fight for them, you know. Yeah.
Well, we must fight together.
We must fight together, but it's nice to have this kind of leader, you know.
You know, for instance, he says, we are here to stop Donald Trump and the next one.
Because and the next one, yeah.
Look, there is always the next one.
You know? The guy, he have the words, and, you know, people, this speech is very, very, very rich. Yeah, very rich. Very, very, very powerful. That's why you say he look like Sonko, because Sonko have that kind of speech. When he speech, everyone can see himself inside the discourse, you know.
Yeah,
that's why Sonko have power in Senegal, and I think these guys take the same way, like Sonko. Yeah, that's why the population is behind him.
But it's let's see how he will use the power he has now. Keep an eye on him. Yeah, it's nice. Interesting. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Kan je het volgen, Bart?
Ja, ik kan het wel volgen. It's interesting. Yes, I can follow.
Wat vind je dan?
Moet ik nou weer in het Nederlands?
Oh yeah, what do you think about Mamdani?
Well, the thing is, you don't hear anything about it, and this is also already a month old, and you had this moment, which is after this speech, I think, that he was in the White House next to what you call it, this important desk, President Trump behind his desk, and Mamdani standing next to him. And Trump looking up to Mamdani as a loving father, and everybody said that he's gay, or I don't know, that Trump, I don't know, but Trump has a feeling about success, and Mamdani had, of course, great success. I don't know. But after this moment, I had heard nothing about what Mamdani had done. So that's Mamdani so far, but I never heard this speech before, so that was nice to hear, and it's, sounds good.
Now, if I look on Wikipedia or on DuckDuckGo, I see all kinds of articles about how the left-wing parties in Holland try to find a way how to imitate, you know, Mamdani.
Yeah.
Like, 10 years ago, they did the same with Obama, or 5-6 years ago, they did it with Kennedy, and they never do it, you know, they suck.
Hans van Mierlo was the Dutch Kennedy.
Yeah, Hans van Mierlo was the Dutch Kennedy, and Jesse Klaver was the Dutch Obama, and what the fuck, or Samantha Jones, or Jessica, whatever. Now it's Caroline van der Plas, and then Madonna. Anyway, what I say is, we cannot rely on one man or one woman, you know, it's bullshit. It's a star fucking.
Yeah.
So, let's forget about star fucking. But it's an inspiration. I like it. It's okay. But it's like it's a rap, you know. I mean, that's what my inspiration is also, because this guy starts as a rapper. I'm a musician. His whole family is artists and filmmakers and a professor in African studies. So he's that's my age, you know. His father is my age, and then he turns to rap, and now he's into politics. It's an interesting migration too, you know. You change your form.
Yeah.
But in the speech, you hear the rap, okay?
Do you now? Yes, you want to hear rap there. No, but it's Oh, you mean that he's good with words, like rap?
I feel the rap, man. Come on.
You see, it's a rap battle between politicians, after all.
Yeah, but if you want to do rap and roll, then he's better than Trump at all.
Yeah, but Trump is verbally strong, you must admit, too. Not?
Yeah, but Trump is more punk.
This guy from Ukraine was a comic, so it's and Ronald Reagan, actor. It's not strange.
En Rob Jette.
Oh, nee. Dick Schoof.
Wim Kamp, the president.
Yeah. Sorry, Mustafa, in Holland it's comedy time, you know? At the end of the year it's only you see comedy on television. We have a lot of comedians. We call him cabaretier. It's a French word.
Cabaretier.
You know? Like stand-up comedians.
Okay. Merry Christmas time.
Yeah, it's Christmas time and New Year's Eve, you know.
Yeah.
Next week is New Year's.
Inshallah, it's New Year, yeah.
Do you celebrate it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. How?
Yeah, like, you know, yeah. Enjoy with Lamin, with brother and sister.
Okay.
You know, chill out. Yeah. Maybe like going to Senegambia, you know, put fire at minuit. We can put fire like the petrol. Yeah, okay. Like the fumigian, the bomb.
Okay. Yeah.
Fireworks.
Okay. Yes. You go to the beach too?
Yeah. If you want, you can at the end at the beach night.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, at the beach you have the club, the restaurant, the bar restaurant.
Okay.
Many bar restaurant is there. Yeah.
It's not cheap.
It's cheap. It's cheap. Gambia, everything is cheap.
Ah, okay. Okay. Everything is cheap in America, in Gambia. Okay. So you're a rich man.
Yeah, Gambia, if you have small money, you are a rich man. So, I don't say small money like Sefade, like Euro.
All right. I understand.
Because Dalasi is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah. I
wonder, did you hear anything about the boats that capsized with 100 people lost their lives?
Yeah.
You know, some weeks ago we talked about it before.
Yeah. Last week, yeah.
Yeah. You hear anything about it anymore?
About the boat, yeah, you know, here it don't look like Europe, you know. Even when the boat have you know, accident in the sea, you don't can see some movement here, like, you know, who demonstrate, you know, for them, or, you know, something like that, some activists. You know, I don't see that here, like, you know. And that, I can see that in Senegal. Because Senegal, maybe here, after I can tape and search in YouTube or Google, Gambia, you know, rescue migrant people and this and that. You know, I can find.
Yeah, find out.
In the television or in the street here or in the news, I don't hear that.
Yeah.
You know. All I mean, you hear that? Yeah, that movement. I don't see that movement here.
Maybe there's some human rights organization or something, or lawyers, or, you know, sometimes they can do something.
Yeah. They have to do something because Gambia, the youth of Gambia, take many of them take the boat. yeah. to go back where, like Senegal people too. Yeah.
Mm.
But many of the Gambian boys, they take boat. And yeah. You know, many of them die in the sea, and you don't hear nothing about the government, because the youth say the German government give them money at the president Barrow with one man, they call him, you know, Lawyer Adabo is the lawyer, but they agree for German government to bring back them son, the Gambian boys.
Yeah.
And that is not done. When the boys come here, you know, they don't give them, you know, nothing like money, like, you know. And the government, British government, they give them subvention, they give the boys money, they give the government, Gambian government money.
Okay.
To give the boys, you know, to the boys can do something like, you know, starting to do business or something like that.
Yeah.
But I used to sit with some boys who take the money, who have benefit for that kind of money. They benefit $65,000 and they buy car here, yeah, like taxi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that kind of boys, but I see some of them, they don't benefit for that money.
Mm.
You know, that is the government, African government. That's the thing going here. Having that movement, you don't can see that movement, because everyone try to find money or try to find your own.
Yeah, we call that corruption.
Yeah, but you know, we have to be together, you know, fight together, you know.
Yeah.
Have one movement.
We can talk about this with some of these guys maybe one day, yeah? To see how we can move together.
Yeah, because I have many Lamin here. Now I sit with Lamin. I have Lamin in my side there, you know.
Ah, okay, hello, Lamin.
Lamin. How are you?
I'm fine.
Hey, how are you, brother? Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
Okay. You're listening?
Yes, I was listening, but not too much. I was watching football.
What is going on in the football match?
Yes, Burkina Faso just defeated Equatorial Guinea.
Okay, that was no surprise.
2-1-2.
2-1. Okay, that's not too much. There's not many goals yet, eh?
Hmm?
There's not too many goals yet.
No, there's not too many goals yet. Mm. Only Senegal, I don't know, which team just have 3 goals in the tournament.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And later on, now is Sudan, Algeria, I think, eh?
Yes, Algeria, Sudan, at 3 o'clock.
Okay. Okay, not yet.
Not yet.
All right. It's almost 4 o'clock, you know?
Okay.
You have a different time.
Yeah, different time.
Yeah. Yeah, we try to follow the cup from here, from Amsterdam also, you know? There's some places where African brothers come together to watch, and it's really nice. Maybe next week or for the finals, we go there together. You know, we can make a nice celebration, especially if Senegal wins. Or Morocco is also nice.
Okay,
come on. We have a big Moroccan community also. There will be a lot of party coming on if they win. Hey, Lulu, stop.
Okay, in which country?
My dog. Sorry?
I say in which country? Which country are you?
I'm with Senegal, of course.
Okay, you are in Senegal?
No, I'm in Holland, sorry.
You are in Holland, okay, Amsterdam.
Yeah, Amsterdam.
Okay, all right.
You know Ajax?
Ajax, yes, I know Ajax. And PSG Eindhoven, I think I know those two teams. And Feyenoord, yeah. I think. I don't know whether which. Those are the teams I know. I don't know all of the teams. But if I see some of them, I know this is a Hollandish team.
Yeah, De Graafschap. They're very good. De Graafschap.
Oké.
Ja.
Oké, ik denk dat.
And you know, there's a Dutch football player. He's very famous. He's playing in Senegal.
Okay.
And he's the only football player. He's a goalkeeper who played in all continents of the world.
All you know? Continents of?
Of the world.
Of the world.
Yeah, he has been keeper in Asia and Africa, in Latin America and North America and Europe.
I don't know that guy. Who is that guy?
No, I forget his name, but he's the second goalkeeper now. He's contracted. He's hired by a club from Senegal. Shit. I forget the name. Anyway, okay. I will find it.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you. Maybe we can also make interview with him. I want to do that already for a long time, but now is the time to work on it. Yeah. I will look it up.
Okay.
Mustafa, tell me, Kinea was in another city for a while. What's the name of that city? I forget. In Senegal.
The city of Senegal.
Yeah, where Adi lives also. Yeah. Or his mother. What's the name?
Chess.
Ah, Chess, yeah. I think he's playing with Chess, the goalkeeper from Holland.
The goalkeeper, okay. Chess.
Yeah, I think he's playing with Chess. So I'm not sure. Okay. I will find it. We talked about it a year ago.
Okay. Ah, yeah. Or Saint-Louis, Ndar. Because Aladji Diouf is with the Saint-Louis.
Yeah.
But the goalkeeper, me, I don't know. I don't know the goalkeeper who you say. Is it big goalkeeper?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe, Chersek. Chersek. Yeah, because Senegal is goalkeeper, I know many of them share sex. Like,
yeah, but
Tony Silva.
Yeah, okay.
Like Khadim Ndiaye. Yeah, many goalkeeper of Senegal, yeah.
So,
maybe we can find that after.
Yeah, maybe Kimball can find it, but he's not there.
Yeah.
He's our expert. I'm lying down now because I'm getting tired and I'm going to a Christmas dinner party with the family, so I have to relax a little bit and I have to walk with the dog. And I think it's time for some music. Bart, can you play some music, please?
Yes, is there something you especially like?
Maybe another Mamdani song, Nani?
Yeah.
Or you have some suggestion, Lamine, you do some music? You have some music we want to play?
Ah. I'm not getting you, say what?
Do you have a song we can play?
Do I have?
On the radio? A nice song?
A radio.
You have a favorite rap?
No, I have a TV.
TV. This is radio, man. Come on.
I don't listen to radio. Okay, you say I'm on the radio. Or what are you saying?
You are on the radio now.
Yes, okay.
Okay, and we sometimes maybe have nothing to say, we play music, okay?
Yes, play music, let's enjoy it.
Can you tell Bart what to play?
Yeah, ik doe wat andere, kijk of ik zo'n mandaan kan doen.
Let's all talk together. That's also some kind of music. It's called disharmony.
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 Okay, play it. Let's listen and see.
Dat zijn allemaal shorts. Ze krijgen die. Zeg maar interviews, godverdomme, dus normaal. Ik wil die muziek hebben.
Hello?
Ja.
Die een hebben we al gehad. Dus
I want to listen to attack. I don't know whether you have it.
Ik heb mijn speeches. Muziek. Muziek.
Echo. Johnny Bravo over.
DJ. DJ. Yeah.
No stop.
Top zo'n Mamdani songs.
The same mystery as Chapati, origins of India, but born in Eugene. Rock brown skin, bandi mona Uganda ru, yembeko muru. This is a taxi, baba zungu se matatu. See me driving dika wala. The same mystery as Chapati, origins of India, but born in Eugene. Rock brown skin, bandi mona Uganda ru, yembeko muru. This is a taxi, baba zungu se matatu. See me driving dika wala mwere masapatu. You worry about yourself, you don't worry about what I do. You get to where you're going, cause I'll do what I have to.
Nu heb ik ook wat titels voor op kast, ik het wist.
So fair and handsome, about to hold all of Kamala.
You don't know, ask her today. I'ma chop off your money if you wanna stay. The girl of my skin has now brought me the waja. The duke are not mine, but I'm
touching
the
man. You're not going to be there.
I love the very, I love the nice. Some me I hate, but I love love spice. So my eyes see me as for you when I
fight. You
know, I'm not
the
same Mr. Reyes.
You know, dude, that's cool. Oh, you can't talk on still.
One hour later, I'll tell you one. Let me need pass one.
Dus dat, nu weten we ook, het is die Zoran Mamdani, die heet dan Zoran Kwame. En de tracks die je net hoorde waren Kanda, PSV, Wabula Nawe, Askari. So the songs we just heard are some of the Zoran Mamdani tracks as a rapper. Kanda, PSV, Wabula Nawe, Askari, Shotti Bahu, Nani and Spice. Where you hear that he does like Africa and India and... different
stuff.
Yep.
It was a okay, former rapper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he used the name Kwame because his father was a great friend of Kwame Nkrumah of Ghana.
Okay.
So he used Kwame as the artist name, but he's now mayor of New York.
Yeah.
Kwame of New York.
And I think he's not only the first migrant mayor of New York, but also the first rapper mayor of New York. I think it's a nice combination.
Yes. But he's also an immigrant.
Yeah, he migrated a lot, you know. His parents, his grandparents are from India. His parents are from Africa. And he moved from Uganda to Cape Town and from Cape Town to New York. So he's been around, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's from an artist family. His mother is a filmmaker and his father is a professor in African studies. And he's not from a lower class, you know? He's a privileged, but he's a migrant, you know? He knows something about migration. You have so many different kinds of migration, you know?
My mother also was a lecturer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She was.
Mm-hmm.
You mean she passed away?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So how's the cassava growing?
It's not to the Datlamil.
Ah, she's the one, sorry.
It's not that loving.
That is not growing cassava.
It's at home, yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Tell you, I have many lamin here. Do you know lamin? Lamin is like Muhammad.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the name of the Prophet Muhammad. Muhammad okay. Lamin. Yeah, Muhammad Lamin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mamadou too. Mamadou is Muhammad too.
Yeah.
It's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why the community Muslim like that name. Mustafa, Mamadou, Lamin.
Mustafa, can you bring the microphone to the television so we can watch the football?
Okay.
And the camera, okay. Please.
Huh?
Oh.
The camera. I want to watch.
The camera is closed.
You can open it. Okay. I see I'm you. Here, but I want to see the match.
I'm here. The match.
Yeah.
The match is over. Till 3 o'clock. It's over. The game is over. Till 3 o'clock.
Okay. I don't know man. Okay. No, we stay tuned.
Okay.
No, I'm only joking.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to grow what anyway.
Grow what you eat. Eat what you grow.
Okay, man. Yeah. Don't eat shit.
No. That word is for Lamin. Lamin Kasaba.
Okay.
Lamin say grow what you eat. Eat what you grow.
Yeah, I know. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're walking.
Yeah, just
going somewhere.
Yeah, out the compound.
Okay.
Your scooter is here. My scooter, you can see.
All right. Yeah, I wanted to ask you, could you make a nice recording of the sound of your scooter?
Yeah. But any time I tell you, most of you. Yeah.
Because it's time for making a tune. I want to make a nice tune for Radio Teranga, and I want to use the sound of your scooter.
No problem.
And then
I will do that.
Together with Bart and Michelle and shit, we can make a nice mix, and we can make a nice jingle that we can play all over the world, you know?
Wat bedoelt u? Zo, moet ik daar een muziekcomponent bij doen?
Ja, doe maar wat.
Hello, 1, 2, 3, 4.
We are losing the connection. We are losing the connection.
Yeah, you can hear me?
Yeah, but maybe switch off the camera now because the connection is slow.
All right. You can hear?
Okay, go on.
You can hear?
Yeah, sure, go on.
That was quite impressive.
Godverdomme, wat mooi. Oh, sorry. Jesus Christ, that was nice. It's like being born again.
Yeah, inderdaad, bijna 4 uur alweer.
Yo, you see? Yeah.
But that's the brakes.
Yeah. It's nice.
Okay.
Everything is very nice.
Okay. But next time we do another exercise, I want you to move on the scooter and ask your friend Lamin to make the recording so we can hear the sound of moving fast and breaking down and taking the wheels off the ground and, you know, do exercise. And then we make video, and then we do the jingle, and we make a nice TikTok shit, you know?
No problem, no problem. We can do that.
And then we will have 1 million followers, and then you can sell and buy a lot of frippery, you know?
Yeah, remote 1 million.
Let's roll.
5 million or 10 million. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be rich, man. We buy a cruise boat and we move all together to I don't know where.
All around the world to help people.
Yeah, yes. To Mars.
Yes. All let's around take, the world.
Let's take Greenland. Make it hot.
Greenland.
Yeah, you know Greenland?
What do you mean Greenland?
Yeah, it's the biggest island of the world.
Oh yeah. Yeah, how country?
Donald Trump wants to buy it.
From Denmark.
To build a prison there.
Yeah. It's the game, you know. Russia takes Ukraine and then Trump takes Greenland, and then China takes Taiwan, and Senegal takes Gambia, and shit like that happens, you know. And I know. We take Luxembourg also, you know.
Yeah.
And then Brazil takes Portugal, and maybe you can also take France together with Algeria, you know?
Yeah. Before France take Algeria, Algeria take France.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Because
they were free.
Or Mali can take France.
We have to repeat history, but the other way around, you know? That's what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't remember if I told you this before, but as a historian, I see the paradox in history. I give you one example to end the program, because it's getting late. You know, in the slavery days, Europeans took black Africans and forced them to leave their country and never come back. Nowadays, the same Europeans, they receive people who go willingly on a boat to Europe or to Africa or to America, risking their lives, but on their own, of their own will, you know, it's their decision to step on that boat. But now the Europeans force them to go back.
Yeah,
you know, it's the turning around, but it's the same. It's the same shit. We don't need it no more. That's the message of Mount Dani, I think. Don't eat shit.
Yeah. What do you pass?
Do you follow it all?
Yeah, you follow it. Yeah, it's nice.
Okay.
Yeah. That is true. What do you say is true? Yeah. But now, the African, me in my thinking, the African turned back before the European come and take them slave, take them by force. Now, they go ourselves to tell them, hey, we are here. Take me like slave, I'm here. Because it's look like that. All my brothers, my younger brothers or my elder brothers who take the boat and go in Europe, they are going in themselves to give themselves the white people to say, tell them, yeah, we are here. Treat us like slavery or what you want, but we are here. Yes, they are there to have maybe they think is better life. They think maybe suffering in Europe is better than suffering in Africa. And, you know, everyone is have your concept in your life, but me, I don't want to do that. I don't need that. I don't want to go in Europe like slavery, like no papers. You know, I don't want to live that. Yeah, if I don't can be there free, no, I'm happy to, you know, to struggle in the street, Gambia street, Senegal, you know, like, you know, nice. Yeah. Peace is nice.
Peace is nice.
Free.
Yeah,
liberty, freedom. Fly on like bird, you know. Look at the bird. Look at the animals. They don't have border, you know. They can't travel anywhere in the world, you know. The bird migrant. You can see them Senegal tomorrow. You can see them Canada, Europe. They don't have passport, ni visa. But some of them, you can catch them. You see the Brazil in the you know. Sentanki. In the legs. You can see, you know, this, you know, have bracelet in the legs. You know, this animal have maybe a property or, you know.
What animal?
The bird. Some birds. You can catch some bird and see bracelet in the legs.
Oh, yeah, the rings. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're migrating birds. Yeah, of course.
And they are free. They don't have passport. They don't have airport. But, you know, it's free. Nice.
Yeah. They can even bring diseases.
It's also true, you know. Yeah.
Or what about... Hoe zeg je dat ook weer? Springhanen? Whatever. I forget.
Mm-hmm. Locust,
yeah, something like that.
Thank you.
How's your sister?
My sister Kino.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kine is there. Time to time, I call her or I text her, you know, to greet her.
Yeah.
You know, Kine always aside.
Okay. Quiet. You miss her?
Miss?
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss everyone there. You know, Papa Saho, I miss Mam Jara, all of them.
Yeah.
But that is life, you know. You don't stay, you know, always. Same place,
right?
You are man have to be travel, you know.
Okay, man. Yeah.
Mm.
Mm. Okay, nice one. Hey, say hello to everybody there, and we talk next week. I thank you very much for your wise words, and I say hello to Bart and everybody listening, because it's
okay,
the end.
Okay, good luck.
Bafau.
Bafau. Yeah, I say. Yeah, next week, inshallah. But, Michel. Yo. Bafau.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Bafau.
Bafau.
Global Change 2009. Eine öffentliche Botschaft an die Mächtigen dieser Welt. Dieser Film wurde von nachdenklichen Menschen aus dem Osten Deutschlands für Sie erstellt. Wie Sie vielleicht wissen, haben wir gewisse Erfahrungen mit friedlichen Revolutionen und ein gutes Gespür, wann die Zeit dafür reif ist. Ist die immer schnellere Kettenreaktion des finanziellen und wirtschaftlichen Zusammenbruchs noch zu stoppen? kommt 2009 die globale finanzielle Kernschmelze. Das Jahr der Staatsbankrotte. 2009, das Jahr der Aufstände. Beginnt 2009 etwas, was man Weltbürgerkrieg nennen wird? Wem wird man die Schuld geben? Die Schuld braucht ein Gesicht. Bleib ruhig, alles wird gut. Jedes Problem dieser Welt ist lösbar, wenn dessen Ursache erkannt wird. Wir haben für Sie deshalb nach den wirklichen Ursachen der Probleme gesucht und können Lösungen liefern. Heute liefern wir Ihnen die Bilder für die Jahrhundertchance in der Jahrhundertkrise. Krisen erzwingen Veränderungen, die ohne diese Krisen nicht politisch durchsetzbar wären. Und eine richtig große Krise hat das Potenzial, richtig große Veränderungen anzustoßen. Das liegt in der menschlichen Natur und die müssen wir so akzeptieren. Die Gesellschaft ist ein notorischer Kettenraucher, der nicht aufhören kann zu rauchen, bis er einen Herzinfarkt kriegt. Aber danach beginnt die Verhaltensänderung. Aber hatten wir nicht auch ohne Finanzkrise schon genug Probleme? Klima. Ressourcen- und Umweltkrisen und kommen über die vollständige Einführung der Marktwirtschaft wieder in Einklang mit der Natur und mit unserem Planeten. Yes, we can. Das haben Sie gesagt, Mr. Obama. Wir haben uns sehr über Ihren Wahlerfolg gefreut. Dieser Film appelliert an Sie und an alle Mächtigen dieser Welt. Sie haben uns eine bessere Welt versprochen. Wir streben nach einer gerechten Welt ohne sinnlose Kriege und ohne Armut. Nach einer freien Welt ohne Überwachungswahn und Paranoia. nach einer gesunden Welt, die wir mit Stolz an unsere Kinder weiterreichen können. Wir sollten keine Zeit darauf verschwenden, bei Personen Schuld für die Konstruktionsfehler eines Systems zu suchen. Wir suchen keinen Schuldigen, wir suchen Lösungen für eine bessere Welt. Mr. Obama, sehr geehrte Damen und Herren, glauben Sie einem Volk, das seine Träume noch nicht vergessen hat? Erst vor 20 Jahren sind wir aus einem gescheiterten System ausgebrochen. Aber wir haben für Freiheit demonstriert und haben ein System der Ängste bekommen. Wir haben uns Demokratie gewünscht und haben die Herrschaft des Geldes bekommen. Wir haben Marktwirtschaft gefordert und einen Kapitalsozialismus im Endstadium bekommen. Wir haben unseren Traum nicht vergessen. Was wir 89 angefangen haben, führen wir jetzt weiter. 1989 haben wir massenweise Ausreiseanträge aus dem Gefängnis des Sozialismus gestellt. Und dann haben wir uns weiße Bändchen an die Autoantennen gebunden, um uns gegenseitig zu zeigen, dass wir viele sind. Dies hat Druck gemacht, bis die Mauern gefallen sind. 2009 wird man uns an goldenen Bändchen erkennen und wir werden wieder Ausreiseanträge stellen. Ausreiseanträge aus dem Kapitalsozialismus ins goldene Zeitalter einer vollkommenen Marktwirtschaft. Wir wollen ausreisen in eine bessere Welt mit mehr Frieden, mehr Freiheit und mehr Wohlstand. Lassen Sie uns zusammenreisen. Lassen Sie uns diese Welt der Marktwirtschaft zusammen aufbauen. Es müssen wieder Mauern fallen, diesmal in den Köpfen. Absolute Macht des Geldes hat wie jede absolute, nicht demokratisch kontrollierbare Macht zu ihrer eigenen Selbstzerstörung geführt. Die Einschränkung der Macht des Geldes ist der Weg zur wahren Demokratie und Freiheit für die Menschen. Sie ist 2009 auch für sehr reiche Menschen ohne jede sinnvolle Alternative. Yes, we can.
Thank you. It's a dream. A long, no place at all. There's a kind of bird that don't have any legs, so it can't light on nothing. So it has to spend its whole life on its wings in the air. I seen one once.
In Beamer geklaut.
Light on this earth but one time. It's when they die.
Schön.
I want to show you something. Come with me. They burned it up one summer.
Who burned it up?
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mother is yet unknown. And her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen.
But the film is a sounding bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eye.
Take a look at the lawman. Richard Brown. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million horns, from Ibiza to the north of bronze. Britannia is out of bounds, to my mother, my dog and clowns.
But the film is a sounding bomb, 'cause I wrote it 10 times before. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to focus on
sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. Look at the lawman beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, one would really ever know. He's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars? Is there life on Mars?
You don't interest me no more than we are standing.
Life from Amsterdam.
With that understood, we will have a good working relation. Otherwise, trouble.
Oh, can I leave this here?
Your life's companion?
Yeah, my life's companion.
Leave it here if you want it.
Bought a ticket, I've caught a plane to Spain. Went to a party down a red dirt road. There were lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. They said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two. Just until my skin turns brown, then I'm going home to California. Oh, California, I'm coming home. Oh, will you take me as I am? Strung out on another man, California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news are home, you read more about the war and the bloody changes. Oh, will you take me as I am?